Hey, good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today is Melody Grayblock and Ellie Gates with SAGU. Good morning.
Good morning, Julie. It's nice to be here.
Good morning. So good to be here.
Well, these gals have an exciting event coming up. And why don't you tell us a little bit about it? Tell us the name of the event and everything that's going on.
Thank you so much, Julie. Yes, we are so excited to be able to offer this new event that's here. It's a new thing. It's called Faith Driven Entrepreneur and Investor Conference. And we're hosting it here live at SAGU. This is actually a watch party. So it's actually sponsored by Faith Driven Entrepreneur. And this is a 501c6 organization. So they're about education and really about, hey, how do we merge our faith and our business and faith and our investments? And what does that even look like? So this is actually going to be a worldwide event. There's over 300 cities worldwide that are going to kind of participate in this on the same exact day. So it's really a fun event to be able to see this. And it's actually going to be hosted out of Kenya. So we are actually hosting it live out of Kenya. It's going to be a watch party that's going to be right here at SAGU. So we are excited about having it at SAGU. We're going to host it in the Hagee Communication Center. And what we like about this is we're inviting people from the community, business leaders, investors, people that are just interested in, hey, how do I merge my faith in business or investment? And really from the perspective of even we're bringing in our alumni. So it's going to be during our homecoming week. So there's going to be lots of activity. It's going to be a lot of fun. And so we're going to be inviting alumni. We're going to have students there, faculty there. So it's a great time for just the community to come together and say, you know, what is the Lord saying as it relates to our faith and our business and from those perspectives. So we're excited to have it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So it's a 2-day conference. So what time of the day does it start?
Thank you so much. So it starts, the conference is actually held on Wednesday, September the 28th and Thursday, September the 29th. Both days, the time is the same. So it's going to start at 9 o'clock and we're going to go to about 4:30 on those days. If you register by the 22nd, which is today, you can actually get a free lunch. So we will also provide you lunch as well. If you register after today, there's no guarantee. We're going to try to have some extras,
but register today.
So definitely do that. But we will provide lunch. There are going to be coffee and a few snacks and things like that as well. But it's going to be an all-day conference. We're going to have an opportunity for some breaks and, of course, some discussions during lunch as well. So it'll be the same time for both days. On Wednesday, we will have Faith-Driven Entrepreneur. And on Thursday, it'll be Faith-Driven Investor. And you can attend both days or one day, whichever you prefer.
And so, Ellie, talk to me, Ellie. Tell me which, so if you're someone driving down the road and you're hearing this and maybe you're not currently an entrepreneur, you're not currently a business owner, but maybe you're interested and you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
Is this for you?
Absolutely. You know, I think one of the most exciting things about conferences like this is it gives you inspiration. You know, I walk away from listening to speakers and the breakout sessions, hearing what great people are doing around the world, like really inspired to go do new things in my community. So absolutely, it's for you. You know, and for those that do have a business or are a solopreneur, it can be lonely out there. So here's a great opportunity to meet like-minded people, to make some connections in the city, and you know, definitely to get inspired about what we can do, and using our gifts, talents, and skills to really glorify God and to impact His community.
Solopreneur.
Yes,
I've never heard that term before. Solopreneur.
Yeah.
So
all
you're just
yourself.
A business running a business by yourself, and you don't need to have anybody else in that business. Is that what it is?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that just hang up a shingle or they're, you know, primarily the only business owner and not a big team. It gets a little lonely, you know, and I've said that twice. But honestly, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, you're working so hard on your business, you don't get a chance to really get out and meet people and connect and get re-inspired. And so if you need some energy or some fuel or just hope again that what you're you're doing isn't in vain, and there's a lot more people that are struggling, you know, to make a difference. We think it'd be a great opportunity for you to come and hear some great speakers too, like Patrick Lencioni, who wrote, you know, the Five Dysfunctions of a Team and The Advantage, The Ultimate Team Player, Pat Gelsinger, from the CEO from Intel, and so many more that are just here. Great, inspiring people, even over in Kenya, a woman entrepreneur who started a whole athletic, Kenya's first shoe company.
Oh, wow.
Over there. So we're going to hear from some really great people and be inspired.
So do y'all have kind of broken down by topics? I mean, I know you said entrepreneur one day and investment, or is it investment? Is that what it was?
Investor.
Investor. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So is there any specifics broken down from there?
So we do have some specifics. They're going to be a little in general on topic, but on the investor day, we're really going to be talking about different things. We're going to be talking about profitable public partnerships for good. So we're going to be talking about what does that even look like? Mm-hmm. What does our investment, if we invest with impact, what does that even look like? And I think a lot of times nowadays, especially we were talking about social entrepreneurship, people wanting to really have an impact in their communities, and even all around the world, how can I invest for impact? And I'm seeing that more and more. People are interested in how do I merge those faiths in our finance? But really, how do we continue to accelerate? How do we continue to accelerate those things that are the most valuable and profitable for our communities? And even, how do we even, from a portfolio construction? So there's not going to be any specific investment advice at this conference, but there are going to be key leaders in this particular area, Bob Dahl and some others, that are going to be speaking about, hey, how do we even build out our portfolios or construction? So to be able to glorify the Lord, even within our portfolios. So it's exciting to be able to just hear from different people all around the world what they're doing to have that impact.
Yeah, and on the entrepreneurial side, you know, there's this concept of the lone wolf, right? Like you have to go out there and do it yourself. Well, we're really seeing globalization and collaboration, people being able to bridge the gap there. So we're going to talk about the funeral of the lone wolf. It's got to go. We're also going to talk about solutions to tackle poverty. You know, one of the greatest things about building a business is it can lift people out of poverty. So what are some ways we can do that? Because this is in Africa, what's going to be great is we're going to get to hear from the other side of the world. We can be so Western-centric sometimes. Yeah. And so what is Africa teaching the world is one of the topics we're going to look at. And we're going to talk about things like bribery and trust as well. You know, when you do business internationally, you got to be wise on some of that stuff. And so we're going to cover that, too.
That's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to tell us? So if people are wanting more information, they can go find it where?
So great question. So if they want to find more information, you can actually register. We're going to have links various different places. I believe you're going to find it also in the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. You're going to find it there. You'll also find it by simply going to Faith Driven Entrepreneur, and you're going to be able to register there. There will be different locations you'll find by simply looking at Waxahachie and looking at SAGU. You'll see SAGU listed right there. So just click that link, and of course you can register. Or of course, if you've got any questions or need registration, feel free to just email me directly at mgrayblock@sagu.edu. So I'd be glad to be able to just send you that link as well, so that you can register for the event.
And I don't know if we talked about this before or during, so if we've already repeated, I mean, if we're repeating this, forgive me, but y'all did say that you can register for one or two days, right? So say you're maybe only interested in one but not the other, that's okay too.
Yeah, absolutely. You can come for the entrepreneurship day, and it's 59, right? Yeah, 59 for the entrepreneurship day. That's Wednesday, the 28th. And then 99 for the investor day is Thursday. But the whole conference is 129. So you get a little discount if you do the whole thing. And lunch is provided so long as you register again by September 22nd.
Which is today.
Yeah, which is today. So don't drop what you're doing right now and register, because we'd love to see you there. So excited to have the community out at our facility too. Hagee is such an amazing building, and you know, the students are excited to meet real business owners and investors as well, and to really host you. So we look forward to seeing you on SAGU's campus.
And that area is, so I'm trying to remember, is it the theater area, or mm-hmm.
It's a nice theater.
It's very nice.
Yes.
That holds a lot of people.
It does. And we're hoping to fill it it up.
Yeah,
so,
yes. Let's fill it up.
Register now.
All right, ladies. Anything else you'd like to add before we leave?
No.
No,
we look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you.
Come soon.
Yeah, come and join and be a part of what we believe is really a movement going on in the world. So we're excited to have you guys there with us.
Thank you, Melody and Ellie. And we talk to the rest of you next Thursday. Goodbye.